Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Murder for the Books, a Blue Ridge Library Mystery by Victoria Gilbert. Narrated by Amy Melissa Bentley. Chapter 1. Anyone who claims there are no stupid questions has never worked in a public library. So, what do you think? Hemlock or cyanide? I allowed this query to bounce around in my mind, recalling what little I knew about poisons. Cyanide would be quicker, but there was a certain philosophical charm associated with hemlock. I shook my head to silence this amusing diversion. It really didn't matter. My answer would be ignored. The woman blocking my passage through one of the library aisles had been writing a mystery and asking similar questions for the last 10 years. Not that I'd known her that long. I'd only started working at the Taylorsford Public Library a year ago, but fortunately my predecessor, Ralph Harrison, now living happily patron-free with his family in Georgia, had left behind a list detailing the eccentricities of the library regulars. I'd thought this in poor taste when I'd found it stuffed in a file, but I soon realized that he'd bequeathed me a great treasure. Without those notes, I would have undoubtedly done something extremely foolish. Something even worse than asking the mayor if he had a local address. Of course he did. He wouldn't be the mayor if he didn't live in town.